All right, thank you, Cole. My name is Brian Anardi. I'm a Northeast Research Scientist at PBI Gordon Corporation based out of Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm here today to talk about Kabuto and expanding uses for the active ingredient in that product, isophenamid, within the turfgrass industry. First, to start off, some background information on Kabuto. Kabuto, or isophenamid, is an SDHI inhibitor, or succinate dehydrogenase inhibitor. It disrupts the electron transport chain in the mitochondria, which inhibits cellular respiration at the complex 2 site. It has a flexible molecular structure, which you can see by this linker here, which allows it to fit into an altered binding pocket. So it has nice flexibility. It's in frat group 7. Currently, it is marketed for control of dollar spot of turfgrass, and it was introduced to the market in 2015 with a use rate of 0.4 to 0.5 fluid ounces per 1,000 square feet. As you can see in this picture, on the left, you have an untreated control and a creeping bentgrass annual bluegrass fairway. And on the right, you can see the exceptional control that we observe of dollar spot with Kabuto in the field. Looking at some data from the University of Connecticut from this year, you can again see under very high dollar spot pressure, Kabuto performs very well compared to other industry standards on a 14-day interval. So expanding uses for Kabuto as a fungicide, where am I going with this? The SDHIs as a group of fungicides or as a class are very specific in diseases that they target. Flutalimil, for example, or Prostar, is specific to brown patch. And if you look at other SDHI fungicides, for example, Volista, it's very good on anthracnose or an ascomycete as well as brown patch or basidiomycete. If you look at some of the others, you see more specific ones like Emerald, which is specifically for dollar spot. That's where Kabuto was as well. So because these are so specific, we were looking to determine if there was a way to increase the label and to see if there was another disease that could be added to the label for control. And interestingly enough, in 2015, Kabuto was applied for control of spring dead spot, which is a very problematic pathogen on Bermuda grass. And as you can see by this data slide here, Kabuto, by far and away compared to other SDHI fungicides, really controls spring dead spot very, very well. However, it's at different rates that we observe when we compare it to what's applied for dollar spot. At dollar spot, again, we're applying at 0.4 to 0.5 fluid ounces per 1,000 square feet. For spring dead spot, we're applying nearly 3 to 4 times that at 1.6 to 2 fluid ounces per 1,000 square feet. And in this case, we have one application of the max annual use rate, which is just around 3.2 fluid ounces. As you can see here in this data from Virginia Tech from this past spring, once again, you see almost a nice rate curve showing the untreated control with Kabuto, controlling at that 0.5 fluid ounce rate, showing some level of control. And as you increase the rates of Kabuto, and particularly as you have split applications, which are most efficacious for controlling spring dead spot of Bermuda grass, you can see that Kabuto is again performing very well. An interesting mark in here, and that's something I'm going to talk about in a few moments, is Tekin. Tekin is a premix fungicide that includes to Kabuto as well as Torque or tebuconazole, and it's a premix product. And you can see here on the end that neither Tekin nor Torque is controlling spring dead spot as well as Kabuto is by itself. In this image, you can see from front left to the right, you'll see Volista at 0.7 fluid ounces and Kabuto with one shot at 3.42 fluid ounces. In the back left to right, you have Volista followed by Headway and a numbered compound. So you can see that we're seeing really, really good control of spring dead spot when using Kabuto as a control measure. Here from the same trial, you see from the left to right, Fame plus T, Kabuto in the center with one shot at 3.42 fluid ounces, and you rarely see control like this out of anything for spring dead spot with one single application. And on the right, you have the untreated control showing the very good control by Kabuto once again. One more picture here to show you. On the front, you have Fame plus T, which includes tebuconazole. Tebuconazole has long been a standard in the spring dead spot control industry. And you have Fame Plus Tea and Kabuto on the right with one of our labeled recommendations of 2 fluid ounces followed by 1.42 fluid ounces. To go through a little more data here, here's spring dead spot control from NC State in 2017. And once again, you can see as you go down along the bar graph here, the untreated control having very high severity, 0.5 fluid ounce rate of Kabuto with 2 applications with reduced severity, and it continues to drop as you increase the amount of isofetamide that is applied in that trial. And you see the same thing again on the far right-hand side with Torque and Tekin, where you have tebuconazole in there, and it's not giving you the performance that isofetamide is alone. Here are pictures from that trial to really show the rate response very well. On the left, you have an untreated control. On the right, you have the 0.5 fluid ounce followed by 0.5 fluid ounce application. Here on the right-hand side, you'll have the untreated control, and on the left, you have the 1 fluid ounce rate followed by 1 fluid ounce on the left. So now you're seeing that you have less spring dead spot as we're putting down more isofetamide. And then in this last picture, on the left you'll see the untreated control, and on the right you have the 1.5 fluid ounce followed by 1.5 fluid ounce, and you can see there that you're getting almost complete control of spring dead spot. So in summary, with Kabuto for spring dead spot control, it's evaluated at much higher rates than we typically use for dollar spot. Split applications are more efficacious. That's not just for isofetamide, that's across the board for all fungicides. There's a rate response present. It was registered federally as of October 2nd, 2017 for use on spring dead spot. And this is exciting because spring dead spot, the pathogen that causes that, is very similar to other pathogens that we have in turf grass. In fact, that one, the species of Ophiosporella in one of those studies was confirmed to be Ophiosporella coriae, which is the same pathogen that causes necrotic ring spot. So now to another use for the active ingredient isofetamide. It is part of a premixed product between an SDHI and a DMI. It's going to be called Tekin, frac group 7 and 3. It has broad spectrum control of both ascomycetes and basidiomycetes. The active ingredients would be isofetamide and tebuconazole, as I mentioned earlier. Application recommendations for fairways are 21 to 28 day intervals, where we see really, really strong control of dollar spot, brown patch, and we see up to 28 day control of anthracnose on putting greens, though with recommendations for greens, we'll more likely be looking at the 14 day. There is a little bit of a PGR effect due to the AI load of tebuconazole, and it's federally registered, completing the state registration process now. So here's control of anthracnose. On your left, you have your untreated control. The second treatment in is Volista, which would be considered to be an industry standard, if not the gold standard currently, for a single standalone AI for control of anthracnose, which also happens to be an SDHI. And going down, you can see Tekin providing the same levels of control as you see with Volista. For brown patch control, this is at the University of Wisconsin from this past year. You can see in the untreated control plot, and then you have Tekin on 21 and 28 day intervals, matched up against headway. Control of dollar spot. This is again the study from UConn. If you look on the left-hand side with the untreated control, you can see that there's very high disease pressure in this study, and you can see Tekin performing very well on a 21-day interval. I brought this slide in. I know there is some breakthrough, but it's probably the craziest brown patch I've ever seen in my life. This picture was actually taken by Jesse Benelli at the University of Tennessee when he was there about a year ago. And this is showing Tekin with control of brown patch. And you can see a slight tick in the amount of brown patch observed in those plots. But by the end of the trial, the untreated control was completely wiped out. That was colonial bentgrass. So with that amount of brown patch, that's still very, very good control. Here's one that's kind of interesting. This is from Rutgers University this year. You can see Tekin on the far right, or the second one in from the right, is providing outstanding control of summer patch. But as I had mentioned earlier, it was exciting that Kabuto was providing some levels of control, or really outstanding control we observed with spring dead spot. You can see next to the untreated control varying levels of Kabuto, and you can see that it is providing some levels of control on summer patch. And this is something we're going to continue to investigate, other patch diseases, take all patch, necrotic ring spot, and summer patch for potential label expansion in the future. So in conclusion, Kabuto, isofetimid, active ingredient, is an SDHI fungicide, frat group 7. It provides outstanding control of dollar spot and now also spring dead spot, which it was labeled for as of October 2nd. And potentially more diseases will be added to that label in the future. Tekin is a premixed product, isofetimid and tebuconazole. It's broad spectrum control for a variety of diseases, including dollar spot, brown patch, anthracnose, and summer patch. And it was federally registered in August of 2017, and sales will start in 2018. So with that, I'm happy to take any questions you may have about isofetimid or Tekin.
Still about 4 minutes if there are questions.
Yes.
In terms of that, you applied Kabuto at different levels to control the other spot.
Uh-huh.
And you got the best performance at one fluid count. That is not the lowest rate, and it is also not the highest rate. So how can you explain that?
Which slide specifically?
You applied the Kabuto to the dollar spot, the previous slide. No.
This one?
No.
That's the first data slide. Kabuto is applied for dollar spot at 0.5 fluid ounces. For spring dead spot, it's anywhere from 0.5 to 2 fluid ounces. So the first application per the new label will read 0.5 to 2 fluid ounces, followed by a subsequent second application of 0.5 to 1.2 fluid ounces, or you can have a single shot application of 3.2 fluid ounces.
Any other questions for Brian? Okay, thanks, Brian.